What is up, everyone? Welcome to DC Standum, your guided tour of the DC multiverse. I'm your host, Mike Cicchini, the editor-in-chief of DenaGeek.com. And each week, I bring you discussions with writers, artists, actors, and experts covering everything from DC Comics, DC TV shows, to the big screen of the DCEU. And folks, I am an 80s and 90s kid. Yes, I'm old. I grew up in the era of polybagged first issues, chromium covers, hologram covers, variant covers, the speculator boom, Wizard magazine, the first launch of Image Comics, you name it, which is what makes this episode so exciting, because we've got none other than two legends, and I mean legit comic book legends. Todd McFarlane and Greg Capullo are talking about their upcoming Batman Spawn crossover. Wait, did I just say upcoming Batman Spawn crossover? Wasn't there one of those in the 90s? Of course there was, but the 90s are back, folks. Todd McFarlane is writing and Greg Capullo is drawing a brand new Batman Spawn crossover that's out on December 13th. Not only that, there's even going to be a Batman Spawn Classic Collection reprinting the two original crossovers from the 1990s. It's really cool. It's a good time to be a comic book fan in general, but especially if you want some of that 90s vibe back. It's been a long time since these two legends have worked together. Look, McFarlane was, I don't know any other way to say it, McFarlane was a god when I was a kid. And it's so funny that Greg Capullo, a guy who kind of came up in that era and seemed like just kind of part of that edgy style at first, has become just one of the most beloved and legendary Batman artists of the modern day. So the two of them working together on this particular book is just extra cool. So we caught up with them at New York Comic Con. The brilliant Rosie Knight interviewed them. We'll let Rosie take it away right now.
Batman Spawn. It's happening. How are you feeling about it, Todd, to go back to this iconic pairing?
Pretty easy, you know. Again, my favorite character other than Spawn, right? I've always said Batman. But even more so, I wouldn't have done it with any other person other than Greg. When I thought about doing a crossover years ago, obviously it was Greg. But now that he's done his decade run on Batman, become the preeminent Batman artist, then he's the guy. And so Greg, when I phoned Greg, I go, hey, Greg, would you think about doing it again? If he had said no, there was no number two on my list, I would have just walked away from it. Wouldn't have made sense to me. But I got lucky that I get to ride on his coattails once again.
And Greg, how did it feel to get that phone call and have that?
Well, it was funny. Actually, I got the word first from Marie Javins, who's the editor-in-chief at DC. And she's like, would you be open to doing this? I'm going, I think I've been down this road before, and they go, no, we think we can get it done. I go, well, I was working and still am on the third installment of The Creed. So I was like, I wasn't counting on it happening. I go, if you can get it together, give me a call, and they go, yeah, we can make it happen. So I was like, then of course I'm in, because, I've drawn both characters, like he said, like both characters, and I'm going back into the most fun time I've ever had working in my entire career was working with Todd. I mean, just Scott Snyder hates to hear me say it, but it's, his eyebrow, you think it's high usually, it really goes mad, but it's just the honest truth, and so to do it again, I mean, it's just like we were, never apart, and we're just doing our thing again, which is casual, easy, and a little not so easy, we had a tight deadline, but just very familiar, comfortable.
Yeah, I think one of the most exciting things, I remember when I was a kid, and I would read Spawn, and I'd see you draw a cape, and I'd be like, this guy should be drawing Batman. And then you went on to become, like Todd said, like one of the most beloved Batman artists of all time. So what's it like to bring that experience with Batman and then put it into this character who obviously had a little bit of a Batman influence?
I mean, for me, it's cool and it's easy, but to me, it's a bit freeing from doing the monthly Batman book and, with that particular writer, Scott Snyder and stuff, and that whole vibe and having a consistent way of approaching it, being it's its own thing with Spawn. I feel I'm just making its own thing. I'm not like, well, I used to do the cape this long on my monthly series, and now I don't feel like I have to be rigid in that way. I could just do what I feel fits this book the best.
Yeah. And so here's the thing that Greg and I did when we were on Spawn for a long time, and we are doing it with this book once again, because it worked back then. If it ain't broke, why fix it? Well, first off, whenever we started talking about the books and doing the books, we were 10-year-old kids anyways, right? What would be cool? What would be fun? Let's just do it. Everything sort of comes from that. And then you have a story that's there. So in the back of my mind, I've got sort of a beginning and an ending of like where I want to move the characters of Batman and Spawn. I could use a handful of villains to get there, right? Because I think it's more about like what's the difference and the similarities of these two characters. I think that's way more interesting than who they beat up during the course of it. But then it was turning to Greg and saying, hey, you're going to have to draw it. What can we do? He said Quarter Owl. Awesome. He could have said anybody. I don't care who he said. And when I found out the backstory to Quarter Owls, it was perfect. It was easy. But even during the process, since I know where I want to get to, I don't really care about the path, yeah, right? I want the path to be as enjoyable as possible. So there are times, and again, like I said, I know that if we gave a seminar to writers, they would just go, what the hell is going on? I'll give Greg pages 25 through 30. And then it's like, well, what is 31 through 35? I don't know. Let's talk about it, Greg, right? So we just go, well, here's what we did. And then we just move the ball a little bit more forward. We know we're going towards a touchdown to the goal line. But let's just talk about how visually we want to get there and story-wise and what fun we can give ourselves and what images we would have wanted to see if we were buying this comic book. And acknowledging that first crossover, that was 25 years ago. And if you're 25 or younger, you like that book is not even in your lifetime, right? Yeah. So this is going to be your Batman Spawn moment you're talking about. Forget listening to your dad's story and your uncle, right? And this is going to be it. And Greg and I are just coming from that point of view that it's like, yeah, this would have been awesome if we were fans. So let's just give them a fun book.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Greg, has there been a particular moment when you've seen those pages where you guys have been having that conversation that you've been like, oh, I really can't wait to draw this. Like, this is the...
Well, I've been saying, you know, like, Todd's been giving piecemeal to me, as he said, right? And, you know, I got sort of at the halfway mark, and he goes, and now the fun starts. I'm like, that was a whole lot of fun coming up to this halfway mark, so what do you mean more? So it's been a fun ride from the very first page, you know, turning. So can I pick a moment? I mean, I guess I could pick a couple moments if you made me, but I mean, it's just loaded with fun. It's like he took a suitcase, you know, overstuffed it, and is stomping on it, jumping on it with his butt and everything, trying to cram it all in. It's just wall to wall.
Look, at there, years ago, Frank Miller came out with Dark Knight. Right? I mean, this thing that will live forever in our industry. Here's what that book does for me, and I think for almost anybody else. You remember reading it. You remember it was awesome. You don't remember every page, but all of us have about 6 images burnt in our brains, right? That we could almost sketch right now. And those are important. Those moments are important to have 3-4 visuals that people just go, yeah, that was the book. Mm-hmm. That reminded me it. And so we've only got one crack at this, so we don't have multiple issues like Dark Knight. You know, this is more like Killing Joke. But I think it's important for us to be aware, and we're artists, and this is why we started collecting, because of art, to give a couple of those moments that people go, wow. If they ever made a poster of that, I'd buy it, right?
Yeah. So. I mean, I was moderating a couple of panels yesterday, and I saw multiple people in Batman Spawn t-shirts, really? That didn't exist, yeah, with a half Batman, oh, half really? Spawn logo on the back. And I was like, do they work for DC? I was like, how did they get these?
Might be bootlegs.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? They love it then if they're making the bootlegs. But Todd, this has been like a really, I mean, Spawn's been incredible since that very first issue, but this has been a wild time for Spawn. So how does it feel after all your success to be now bringing Spawn and teaming him up with Batman?
The thing about Spawn is trying to, in 30 years, look at characters like Batman and Superman and Spider-Man and go, can you ever get it so that your character can stand shoulder to shoulder with them? When people say, let's make a short list of the top 20 A-list superheroes, can Spawn be in that group, right? And so putting Spawn next to Batman, I mean, we did it within a couple years early, but continuing now 30 years later, that still says that, hey, you know, my character is relevant in comic books. 30 years later, as I assume Batman was when he was at his 30-year mark, or Spider-Man was at his 30-year mark, right? I mean, any character that has longevity, and that was always a goal with mine, is going to have highs and lows. I mean, you can go through the history of any character, and you're going to go, there was the high moment, there was a low moment, and you just keep going. And what the value ends up being is decades of the character being around, so that people now that are 30 years or younger have never lived one day in this planet without the word Batman or Spawn in it.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you so much. I could talk to you guys about this all day, but I appreciate you coming to the suite.
Thank you, Rosie.
How cool were those two, right? They're amazing. I don't know any other way that I can talk about that interview without just like bringing the energy down in the room, because they are just so much fun. So with that in mind, that is a wrap on this episode of DC Stand'em. Make sure you are subscribing wherever you are listening right now, because I have lots more cool stuff coming your way in coming weeks. We have Mark Silvestri talking about the upcoming Batman and the Joker Deadly Duo book. We have the new creative team of the Superman comics. That's writers Philip Kennedy Johnson, Joshua Williamson, and Dan Jurgens, all talking about the new era coming to the Superman titles in 2023. And I've got lots of other surprises up my sleeve too. You're a DC TV fan, you're a DC Comics fan, you're a DC Movies fan. This is the place to be. I hope you listened to our Black Adam episode, because I had Dwayne Johnson in the cast of the JSA. What are you doing if you're not subscribing? Anyway, don't forget to check out our web home at dennygeek.com. You can find all our DC coverage by going directly to dennygeek.com/DC. Make sure you are also following at DC Stand'em on Twitter and Instagram. That is the best way to tell us what you want to hear about in upcoming episodes. You got questions for me? I don't know. You got hate mail you want to send me? I don't blame you. That's the place to do it. Don't forget, we also have a Marvel show. You can listen to Marvel Stand'em wherever you're listening to this show right now. Check it out. And sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes, and mostly when we're talking Marvel, to be perfectly honest, we do our stand-ups live. So make sure you're following DennyGeek on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/DennyGeekTV. This has been DC Stand'em on the DennyGeek Network. Until next time, I'm Mike Cecchini. And remember, folks, we stand together.